Grab your big book, your pen, your highlighter, and notepad, and get ready to hear and apply some of the solution from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous through the experience, strength, and hope of Nikki M. To have a question addressed in a future episode of Noodle It Out with Nikki, please send an email to noodlewithnikki@gmail.com, and Nikki is spelled with two K's. To get a more interactive experience with Nikki as she noodles out life and recovery questions using the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you can get a link to her weekly Noodle It Out with Nikki meeting held live on Zoom every Monday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The information to that meeting is in the show notes of this podcast. God morning, God afternoon, and God evening to all. My name is Justin B., and I am a son of an all-powerful and all-loving God and a qualifying addict of multiple fellowships, living in the miracle of recovery. And I'm here with the intelligent agent, spearhead of God's ever-advancing creation, my co-host Nikki M. Nikki, take just a second and say hi and introduce yourself.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm Nikki M., and I'm a grateful member of many fellowships, and I'm a loving child of God. I mean, that's what I have to remember every day, that I was laser designed by the creator of the universe with purpose. So I'm just excited to be here today. Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, thanks, Nikki. And I'm excited to get into that purpose as we share many things in common with the purpose that we have. And I'm grateful for that. I am coming today, and I'm just going to throw this out here. Should give a little background information where I'm at. So typically, when Nikki and I have this conversation, I'm in Spokane, Washington, and she's in Toronto. And today, and for the next week and a half, I'm in Mesa, Arizona with family. I'm here visiting my 92-year-old grandmother for her birthday. I'm here hanging out with family and friends and connecting with people. And it's been a good trip, and I look forward to the rest of it here. But so I'm in a different place. If my sound is a little bit different, it's because I've got a different setup, but I'm just excited to continue working. There's no vacation in recovery. So I'm grateful to be able to do this. All right. So Nikki, actually, before that, real quick, some business. RICO 12, everybody who's heard this knows where we're at, but go look us up, RICO12.com. If you want to be a spearhead and help support us in these programs, in these resources that we put out there, and there's more resources coming. Nikki and I are working on a couple of other things right now. And all of these resources, yes, we put ourselves in God's hands and trust that, but it does take some financial resources to make happen. So if you feel the need and the desire to donate, go to RICO12.com/support and donate, become a spearhead. Nikki identifies herself every week as a spearhead of God's ever advancing creation. And I'm grateful to be on that, at the tip of that spear also. Okay. So Nikki, I want to jump into a question that I saw in the Nikki chat in the WhatsApp group earlier this week. And I thought that it was appropriate as it refers back to a previous Noodle It Out with Nikki podcast that we recorded. And this comes in from Abby. Abby says, I just listened to a previous Noodle It Out with Nikki podcast where Nikki said that she sponsors men as a form of amends to men that she can't make direct amends to. I would love to hear this noodled out a bit more. You know, Nikki, oftentimes in the rooms, and many of the rooms that I'm in say this pretty specifically, you know, men sponsor men, women sponsor women. We don't cross that. But talk to us a little bit about how your experience is with that and why, what this question means to you and how you address it.
Okay. Yes. I'm grateful that people, number one, are listening to the podcast and really interested in it. That means someone, Justin's listening and they're interested and they want to make changes. And again, you know, I spent a lot of money in my addiction. So again, you know, we're in 12 step. It's free. We give freely what was so given to us, but these projects do take time, money, costs, Justin, and you know more about that stuff. So I'm just so grateful for everybody who does do the seventh tradition and donates and is a spearhead. And that being said, part of that is the amends process, right? That's all part of it, is this amends, because we come in here and I mean, this is work. And so I said, as part of my amends, because remember, we are asked to do a searching and fearless moral inventory. And in that searching and fearless moral inventory, we are asked to look at all harms done, you know, all harms done, including sex. And, you know, some people will stop at, you know, they have a list of 5,000 people or they have a list of two or three. I'm pretty lazy, everybody. So I reviewed my own conduct over the years past, you know, and that's including sex. And so I just put all men. I'm 50 years old. I came in these rooms and, you know, I have a son. I have a son. I heard I have two children, two baby fathers, baby daddies. You know, I've had different stepdads. My mother's been married a few times. I have brothers, you name it, I've done it. And I identify also not just as a intelligent agent spearhead, I'm a sex and love addict. So you can imagine where that takes me with men. And so what does it look like? I sponsor men as my amends because I can't go to each man that I've ever, you know, ever took hostage. I like to take people hostage and do all those things that we do in addiction. You don't need the details. You all know what we do to people in addiction. And sometimes it's not just physical. It could be mental. It could be a spiritual abuse. It could be so many forms of delusion, of rage, of all these character defects. So, oh, and I just want to remind everybody, nowhere in the book does it say men only sponsor men and women only sponsor women. It actually says, and if I can find it, I think it's in the, yeah, it's in the foreword to the first edition, XIII. It says we, and I love the we on that page, Justin. It's a huge W because it's a we, not me program. Of Alcoholics Anonymous are more than 100 men and women. Now, if you know the history, and I'm not a historian, and we have many people in the program who are, it was three men at the beginning. There was a man who came to Bill W. and Dr. Bob, and there you have three men. Now, somewhere in that three men equation, someone sponsored a woman because there's women in the program. Some man had to sponsor a woman. So if you hear in your rooms, it could be suggested women stick with women, men stick with men. And that may very well be a good suggestion, but that's not what my big book says. And that's certainly not how I recovered. I have male sponsors. I've always had male sponsors. I've never had a female sponsor, and I've been here 12 years. So what does it look like? Why do I say I sponsor men as my amends was the question, Justin. And it says here, it says a remorseful mumbling. I think that's on page 83. A remorseful mumbling that I'm sorry won't fit the bill at all is what the book says. So am I to go out, friends out there? Do you go out and go to all the women and the men you've ever destroyed their lives? All what? Go back to, I mean, I started very active in my addiction early, Justin. And do I need, because it says very clearly, it says a remorseful mumbling that we, Nikki M, is sorry, won't fit the bill at all. See, it tells me that the spiritual life is not a theory. I have to live it. My behavior will convince them more than my words. You know, and everyone thinks you have to write a letter and go out and see all these people for your amends. It says that people can't be seen. And some people don't want me to see them, Justin. They've moved on. They're not thinking of me. They're not in program. Why would I go and stir the waters of people? Why would I go? You know, I had a sponsor and he told me, you have to, before he moved me to step 10, he said, you need to go and make an amends to, it was to my sister. This was my Al-Anon program. So we were not in the big book. And I didn't want to. You know, I was just doing what my sponsor told me to do. Guess how the amends went? It did not go good. It was not sincere. It was forced. There was nothing sincere about it. You know, and there's instructions too that say, you know, how am I going to go to all the men? The instructions on page 80, it says before taking drastic action. So before I go and make this amends, this drastic action, I need to secure people's consent, you know, and it says, if I obtain their permission. So I've got to get a yes. I've got to get a yes from these people. And there's a lot of people I can't get a yes from. And then it says, I have to consult with others, which means go to the properly appointed authority, everybody. Why are you going to your best friend and asking her about the amends? That's your sponsor. Why are you going, you know, to your sponsor with a medical condition? That's your doctor, properly appointed authority. And then it says, number three, I have to ask God. And then when the drastic step is indicated, I don't shrink. I don't shrink. I do these things. So back to men. I can't go to every man. How about my son? I threw my son away in the depths of my addiction. Literally, didn't care about him at all. How do I make that up to him? I mean, that time's gone. So what do I do? Let's see. I go out and find someone else's son that is dying in addiction. And I take them through the steps. And then someone's son gets reborn. How about the husband that wasn't mine that I took hostage, okay? We don't like to do fifth steps here, but, you know, there we go, just in a general way. How am I going to make it up to someone's, to the wife, to the husband? How about if I go out and sponsor someone's husband and then someone's husband gets reborn? And so someone gets not only their husband back, they get the baby daddy back, the father of their children back. You know, someone gets that, you know, their, you know, I mean, this goes deep. Someone gets their daddy back. That's how this works for me. Because it was explained to me. Now, this is my sponsor's experience, strength, and hope. And, you know, I want to hear noodle some more of this out with you, Justin. But it's like, you know, it's like if you save a life, Nikki, and it's not me saving life. God is using me. Remember, we become these empty vessels. That's what we do in here. We come in here. We admit we're powerless, that we cannot do this life. We turn all things. We take a sincere position to perform this work well. We smash the idea that we're like anybody. We now know a purpose because the book on page 77 tells us our purpose is to serve and not just serve women. I serve all of God's children. So this is a real radical concept, Justin, in 2024 in rooms that have become very, very watered down.
Yeah, thank you for walking through that, Nikki. You know, I've had a couple of thoughts over the last few weeks about this and surrounding topics like this. There's a couple of places, and I'll have you go to these and noodle through them here in a minute, but I want to touch on them first. First, there's if we're jittery or whatever, it's better that we, what is it? You'll have to go there. But if I'm jittery, I probably shouldn't jump in. You know, if the reason I'm in the 12-step rooms is because of, you know, inappropriate relationships with women or whatever that may be, outside of my desires, you know, outside of my ideals. If that's the reason I'm in the rooms, maybe if I'm jittery, I shouldn't be working with a woman. The first few years of my recovery, Nikki, if you and I were in a situation like this, that would have sent me over the edge. You know, the first few years, because I was not yet embracing or hadn't yet been embraced by the 10th step promises. You know, my attitude toward liquor has been given me without any thought or effort on my part. I was still trying to figure out that new attitude toward my drug of non-choice. I had not yet been placed in a position of neutrality, fully safe and protected. But once I get to that point, this is how I react. So long as I keep in fit spiritual condition, once my spiritual conditioning was such that I could be in this situation, sitting, you know, one-on-one with you and having these deep conversations without going off and spiraling, my mind going into crazy places. So I think there's, for someone like me, there needs to be like a recovery 101 where I get in fit spiritual condition, where I can move past the jitteriness, you know, and then I can work with somebody, Nikki, I could sit down with you and have these conversations. I can have, you know, long conversations with beautiful women who, if I'm not in fit spiritual condition, my mind's going to be running off all over the place. What are your thoughts and feedback on that, Nikki?
Well, absolutely, Justin, of course, like, let's go deep here. That's why the book tells us, page 84, this is not an overnight matter. It should continue for your lifetime. So you've just got your sponsor. And especially, of course, in the rooms of any room. I don't care what addiction it is. Should you jump out and get a different sponsor of a different gender or what you're attracted to these days? It's probably not helpful because you're not spiritually fit. You know, let's go deeper here. My experience, strength, and hope. I was in the rooms literally, I think, for 2 years before I found a sponsor. Because then one of my shares was this. It was like, I've been here and I can't find a sponsor. And then this gay guy came across and goes, Nikki, I'm so sick of hearing you say you can't find a sponsor. Here's my name. Here's my number. Call me. And then I was like, oh, God loves me so much. Because, you know, fabulous gay guy. That's perfect for me. You know, we'll do this. And then I'm in a room where literally I was on step six for 4 years. Like it took me 4 years to get to step six. So then someone made the approach who happens to be my neighbor, Cameron, across the street. I called him and it just, the rest is history. So this is not an overnight matter, right? So if you come in the rooms and you're saying, well, Nikki said, or Justin said that, you know, this took time for me to work with, to be in a position of neutrality, because I don't think I too, Justin, could not have worked. Say you approach me in my very first year and you want, no, I can't work with you. I'm not that spiritually fit. And what is Justin talking about? He's talking about page 100, where it says, let me get there. It says, assuming, see, we're on page 100 when we read this. So you've worked the steps. Maybe you've been in the spiritual life for a moment. And it says, assuming we are spiritually fit, we can do all sorts of things addicts are not supposed to do. People said we cannot sponsor other genders. You know, you can change the words here. I know people in the rooms in AA, they're like, don't even look at the women in the room. Like and this is in year 10. I don't understand that kind of thinking, because that's not what the book says, because it says at the end of, on page 101, it says, our experience shows this is not necessarily so. What's not necessarily so, Nikki? Well, that people need to hide their bottles, their humans, their food from me. Like, it's not true, because it says we meet these conditions every day. An addict who cannot meet them, who can't sponsor. And this doesn't mean right away, Justin. I mean, of course, an alcoholic who just came off alcohol, and they've got that, you know, it's New Year's next weekend and they're going to the same people, the same party. This is not, I'm sorry, I don't know if that's helpful. I'm wondering if you should totally get reborn and not even go there with your friends. It's your week. Next year, maybe you can do that. I don't know if a week sober, it's good to go back out to that New Year's party you've gone for 40 years with all your 20 years with all your friends, and they're all drinking and you're not, and you're a week. Come on. Like, yeah. It says God gave us brains. We got to use them, right, Justin? And so you started it out with this, page 163. I'm jittery. I'm alone. I can't do that. That's why our thought life must always be on. We've tapped a source of power. And if you don't feel that power, or you haven't been here long enough to have enough power to have you sponsor the gender that you're attracted to, because tell me something, if women stick with women, I'm in a group, lady gang. They're all, and there is a lot of lesbians in that group, or bisexual, or whatever gender, transgender. I mean, this is what the group is for those. So they can never get a sponsor. Like, it doesn't, I think a lot of this too, it says individual. Let's read this, page 29, because they very much talk about individual. Each individual, this is on page 29 of our big book, fourth edition. Each individual, see, this is very individual, in their personal stories, very personal, Justin, describes in her or his own language, from their own point of view, the way she established her relationship with God. See, that's what this is really about. So when Abby asked that question, this is my experience. You know what I mean, Justin? It's individual. So we have to always to remember that when we're hearing speakers or when we're here, don't compare. That's where we can't compare. Well, Nikki can work with men. I can't. Something's wrong with my program. No. Did you take into factor all the other things?
Yeah, you know, it's a line upon line situation. I've got to go to spiritual kindergarten before I can be a soul surgeon, a PhD in the life of and in the school of hard knocks. I've got to start out in spiritual kindergarten and work my way up, taking recovery 101, 102, 201, 202, you know, and moving up. And then, as it says in those 10-step promises, one day we'll suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And as long as I keep in spiritual, fit spiritual condition, suddenly I can be in a healthy situation to work with somebody, you know, whether if I'm same-sex attracted, it could be another man, whether it's, you know, whatever it could be. It would be something that I would have to, I can't make that decision on my own though. You know, I think I need to have somebody else say, "Hey, Justin," or I could go to them. Hey, Joe, my sponsor. What do you think? I'm feeling like this is something that I'm, that God has prepared me for. I'm ready for, should I start sponsoring women? And Joe can then see things that I can't see in myself and say, you know what, let's give it a shot. Let's walk this. Or Justin, you are still drowning in lust. Step back. So those are some thoughts on my part. Anything else before we wrap this up, Nikki?
Yeah, I mean, you just said it. It takes two to see one. That's why we need each other. I'm spiritually fit. Maybe you're not. And I need a second set of eyes. It takes two to see one. We had someone on the Noodle meeting today say about sponsoring, you know, just even getting a sponsor. It's like, it's where our friend, and we always talk, and hopefully he'll hear this one day, Joseph O lives on page 63. He has a podcast on Rico 12, and it's, when you take a sincere position, you're less and less interested in your plans and designs. God might throw you a man. God might throw you a woman. God might throw you someone from a different fellowship. You know, this person who came on today says, I don't want to sponsor someone who's that sick, or I don't want to sponsor someone who has that addiction. It's like, you know, this is why they're all opportunities to grow. So that's why we have to come in here, and it's really about page 55. We have to sweep away our prejudice. We have to think honestly. Remember, we've tapped power by this point. We can go sponsor. And then we have to search diligently within ourselves. So search diligently for that power and get your God squad. And can you do that? Because I'll give this final thought. I did not start sponsoring men. I started with women, and I started for years only with women. And then I started only men. Then I started people who had double digit sobriety, who were dying in their thoughts, you know? And then it was like, oh, I'm only going to, and then when Zoom hit, it's like, oh, I only want to sponsor people in across the pond, get a fellowship over there going. So it's limitless expansion, everybody. Let your brains fall out, because they'll be put back in and rearranged for you. You'll be reborn through the big book, through the fellowship.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nikki. And once again, I just want to reiterate this point to everybody out there. If you're not where you can sponsor whoever, whenever, whatever, don't force it. Love and patience. You know, this is a lifelong issue. It should continue for our lifetime. It's not an overnight matter. Have patience. Finish up Recovery 101. Get an A in there. Finish up Recovery 102. Get an A in there and keep developing. And suddenly you'll be able to do what God will do for you, what you could not do for yourself. Come all the way in, sit all the way down, keep coming back, work it. You are worth it.